that outdoor toilet, you know, and privies, I think they call them. Yeah.
I guess that was pretty inconvenient.
Oh yeah, boy, get up in the middle of the night and go out there and
cold weather.
Black snake running around your leg.
I guess that would have been in cold weather, you know what happened.
Yeah, cold weather.
Hot weather just
yeah. Of course, back in them days, you know, cause people had these slop jars, they call them, you know, they use them in the house and carry them out at night.
That's the only sensible way, probably.
Yeah.
They talked about, you mentioned a while ago you kept hay up in the loft.
Yeah.
Did y'all grow hay?
Yeah, we cut the hay and cured it and put it up in them barns for the new.
Say if you had hay stacked up out of the barn, what would you call that? If you didn't put it in the barn, but stacked it up outside, what would you call it?
Yeah, let's see, what did they call it? They never did stack much hay down here, but I guess they call it haystacks.
Would they ever put a little kind of temporary roof or anything over?
I don't think so. I never did see one. They put a pole up, you know, and then stacked this hay around it. And yeah, I guess it shedded water pretty good. And as a stock eat that hay, you know, why it would slide down that pole. And, you know, keep sliding there.
Well, they just start the bottom, yes.
Yeah, they'd start feeding from the bottom.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Save you a lot, really a lot of water.
Yeah, good.
Did they have any names for small piles of hay raked up out in the field? Did they have any kind of name for that?
No, I don't think so. I know they had an old hay rake. They'd rake it up with that hay rake. When that thing would get full, you could push a lever down and the mule's pulling it while it'd catch the wheel and dump that hay and go back down and rake another load. But I don't think they ever had any particular name for it.
Did y'all keep milk cows and a few milk cows?
Yeah, my dad always had a milk cow.
Where would he usually milk that cow? Any place?
Right at the barn, yeah. Yeah, where the feed was, they'd feed her, milk her, turn her out then. Back in them days, there was free range then. You could just turn your cow out and she'd come back up on account of feeding her, you know, she'd come back up. But the big stocks of cattle, they were out in the open, you know. They didn't have fencing in them days. It was free range. And people who had a stock of cattle, they'd all get together and in the spring when the calves come and they seemed to know the cows and they'd mark the calves and brand them and they'd all get together and work together and work them out. They'd brand and mark them and brand them, you know.
So the cows just roam around anywhere?
Yeah, anywhere they want to go.
I bet that was tough for drivers, you know, cars.
Well, wasn't no cars back there. Finally, they got the fences, you know, and all. But that was not too many years ago. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, I believe somebody told me that there was a legislator from Arcadia who had something to do with the fence law.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Ingram or Ingraham or something like that.
I don't remember. But they finally passed that fence law.
Did they ever have a fenced-in area right outside the barn that they might let mules and horses and all walk around?
Oh yeah, they had a lot, you know, called it mule lot or horse lot. They always had them.
You mentioned laying mash. I guess y'all had chickens.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we had chickens.
Did you have a special building for them?
Yeah, chicken house. Yeah, a chicken house.
What about the little biddies, you know? Did they have any place to keep them?
Yeah, they had little pens.